So this is a meditation where we'll get to practice having mindfulness of breathing. So just go ahead and find a way to sit that feels comfortable for you. Just make it so that your spine is long and that the body, though, feels relaxed around it. If you're sitting on a chair, just see if you can let the feet rest on the floor in some way. Let the top of the head feel like it's floating up toward the sky. And just let the bones that you're sitting on feel like they're sinking down into the floor or into the chair, like roots. Now that you've established this physical structure in present time awareness, then just turn your attention to the breath. Now, at first, you're just noticing what it's doing. Just notice that you are breathing. Notice where the breath is coming in and out of your body. Is it through the nose? Is it through the mouth? Is it both? Don't change it or make it different. Just notice what it does. And then what about the temperature of the breath as it's going into the mouth or the nose? What's the temperature of the air? And then as it's coming out, notice if it's changed. And just following the breath as it's traveling down into the body, notice where the body changes shape as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Do you notice a shape change in the chest? Or maybe in the belly? It's going to be subtle because we're not doing a yogic breath here. We're not intentionally changing it or deepening it or lengthening it in any way. We're just breathing. So it may not be very obvious to you. So sometimes I suggest people just place their hand maybe on the chest and just notice for a few breaths, does this move under my hand when I breathe? And just notice the natural rising and falling of the chest. What's natural often is that the chest lifts as you inhale and the ribs expand ever so slightly. And as you exhale, the chest falls or rests downward. So then move that same hand, if you'd like, down into the belly. And I like to rest my thumb kind of inside my belly button, so it's pretty low where your hand is resting. And notice there, does the belly move at all when you breathe? Again, you're not trying to make it do anything. You're just noticing with the using the sensation that comes out of touch. Notice if there's some subtle movements that occur in the belly when you breathe. Like the chest, the belly tends to expand and spill out into the hand, again, ever so slightly on the inhale. And then as you exhale, the belly relaxes and comes back in. It actually contracts and comes back in toward the spine, pushing essentially the air up and back out through the diaphragm. The belly relaxes and spills into the hand while the diaphragm drops down. And then the belly slightly contracts. And then the air gets pushed up and out through the body, through the mouth or the nose. And if that description feels confusing to you, don't worry about it. Just let it go. And just notice, is my belly moving or does it just stay still? Is there a deadness there or a lack of awareness here? No judging, just noticing what's there. Now, if you like to keep your hand on one of those two spaces, just to stay present with the breath coming in and out, feel free. If you'd like to, you could just let the hands rest back in the lap and resume the meditation, just noticing the breath moving in through the nose or mouth, down into the body and expanding the chest or the belly ever so slightly, or both. And then both exhaling as you exhale the breath, and the chest and belly might change shape. It's just interesting to notice what happens without even us doing anything. You know, thank goodness the breath just does this. Otherwise, we'd be moving about the day doing everything else that we do, and also having to remember to breathe in and then to breathe out. That would be very limiting. So having a little bit of gratitude that this just happens for us. And all we're doing in this practice is just bringing our attention to it with a sense of curiosity. Even a beginner's mind, some of those essential attitudes required for meditation or for mindfulness meditation. You know, what does this breath feel like right now? And now this breath. It's opening to the possibility that each breath is different somehow. Each breath is unique. Just like each wave on the ocean is unique. And just like each person on the earth is unique. Sometimes people find it useful to be repeating a mantra or a phrase during their practice. You might repeat something like this inside your mind. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. Or just something as simple as in, out. Try that for a few moments and see if that feels useful in keeping you present with the breath. Some of you might notice that there are some distractions that come in inevitably. Some days more than others. So in this practice, just notice when your mind gets taken away by some thought or emotion or judgment. You hear some sound and you create a story about it or you wonder about it. And you just get hijacked by the mind a little bit. Again, that's just natural. That's a part of the process of practicing meditation. So when you notice something, in that moment that you notice that you've been distracted from the point of focus, which is your breath, coming in and out of the body, in that moment of noticing, you've just now created a sense of mindfulness. You've actually practiced what the intention of this practice is to be mindful of what is happening in this present moment. So sometimes people might say something like a thought or thinking, I'm thinking. You just label it. You just call it something. Judgment. Story about the past. Just something that gives it a name. And then you return, you just let it float away or you let it just dissolve and just turn your attention instead to the sensation of the breath moving in and out of your body again. Again, you're not trying to make that thought go away. It could remain in your awareness, but it's in the background. It's something that you might sense is there, yet instead you're choosing to turn your focus toward the breath. This is what's in the foreground. And no matter how many times you get to practice noting it and then returning to breath, it doesn't matter. It's just that is the practice. Also bringing a sense of friendliness to this practice, this attitude of compassion, non-judgment, you know, curiosity, just noticing, I'm breathing in, I'm breathing out, oh, there's a thought, thinking, choosing to bring my attention back to I am breathing in, I am breathing out. So knowing that every person is different, each of us responds differently to each type of meditation, each moment that we meditate is a little bit different. So there's always a new experience here. So just notice today, as you're sitting in your seat with your spine long yet relaxed, remember the awareness of the breath moving in and out of the mouth or the nose. Perhaps that's your anchor. Perhaps that's the way that you stay present during your meditation. I also offered the temperature shifting from warmth, coolness to warmth perhaps for you. Notice if that's maybe your anchor today. And practice putting the hand on the chest and then again on the belly, noticing the shape change in the body. Perhaps that physical touch is what keeps you present today. The experience that you have, being able to stay present in the moment through that tactile awareness. And I also offered the experience of mindfulness of perhaps a mantra or a phrase, you know, stating what's clearly happening. I am breathing in. I'm breathing out. Again, repeating the phrases and staying present through an established sense of stating what you're doing. So just starting to transition out of this meditation practice. Instead of just popping your eyes open and moving about your day, just see if we can transition back out the way we came in. So just noticing the body resting in the seat, whatever chair or couch or floor, whatever is holding you up, just notice that experience of gravity moving downward through your body, holding you there safe. And then at the same time, noticing the spine feeling long, the head floating up, a sense of levity. And then just bring your attention to the sounds that you might hear in the room that you're in. Just something to remind you, okay, this is where I am now in this room. I'm bringing my attention from the inside now out into the space around me. You don't have to name what you're hearing. Just notice that there are sounds, or perhaps there's no sounds. You might hear the heart beating then, or the pulsing in the belly, something like that might be your sounding if there's no sounds from the outside. And just again, noticing the breath happening, see if maybe for a few breaths you could just deeply breathe in and deeply breathe out. I like to breathe out of the mouth. Breathe in through the nose once more. And breathe out of the mouth. And then gently start to open the eyes and just take the sense awareness of seeing in. Just noticing the space that you're in. And then just seeing how you might be able to carry some of this sensation of awareness of breath throughout the day. You know, I ask you just to notice as you move about your day, just stop for maybe three breaths and just notice, put your hand on your chest or your belly. You know, am I breathing? Where am I breathing? What am I, what is this breath like? And I wish you a day full of ease and joy.